Dictation for Ralph, R-A-L-T-H, King, K-I-N-G, February 154. Address as a letter, Brian. B-R-I-A-N, Twaits, T-H-W-A-I-T-E-S-P-A-C, to 915348. Dear Mr. Twaits, a consultation for Mr. King comes accompanied with wife Sandy, S-A-N-D-Y, for abnormal kidney function. Creatinine has progressively risen over the last couple of years from 1.4 to around 1.7 with a GFR drop from 54 to 43. He's trying to do a diet, way down progressively from 435, 240, post bariatric surgery, unfortunately recovered back to 308. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, no esophageal reflux, denies blood in the stools, has frequency nocturia but no incontinence, infection, cloudiness of blood. He still has his prostate. He's a tall, large, obese person, hard of hearing, stable edema up to the knees without any ulcers, denies claudication symptoms. He has night cramps. He follows with cardiology Dr. Sevensma, S-E-V as in Victor, E-N-S-M-A. He has a pacemaker, anticoagulated Eliquis, antiarrhythmics Ticosin, T-I-K-O-S-Y-N. He's supposed to be salt and fluid restriction. He uses inhalers for COPD, no oxygen. He's continuing smoking about 35 years ago. However, he smoked 3 packs per day beginning at age 12. Uses a has a sleep apnea, but has not been able to do it because of the expense of changing tubes every so often. There is orthopnea, cough clear sputum production, no purulent material hemoptysis, no PND, denies skin rash, bruises, denies itching, no headaches, bleeding nose, gums. Next paragraph, past medical history, obesity, bariatric surgery, congestive heart failure, preserved ejection fraction, negative cardiac cath, no coronary artery disease, denies rheumatic fever, endocarditis, or valve abnormalities, prior deep vein thrombosis, anticoagulated, no pulmonary embolism, no TIS or stroke, prior history of stomach ulcer, post bariatric surgery, no chronic liver disease, presently no diabetes, denied kidney stones, gout, pneumonia, has chronic back pain but no surgery, next paragraph, surgeries include the bariatric surgery ruin Y. This is around 1999-2000. This was done close to Ypsilanti, Michigan. It's called Addison, A-D-I-S-O-N. Has popliteal aneurysm with apparently prior surgery, right-sided. A left ankle fracture and surgery fusion, left wrist fracture, left-sided cataract surgery, ventral hernia repair with recurrence, which is quite large. A lump removed from the testicle benign, hemorrhoid surgery, bilateral leg varicose veins. Prior electrical cardioversion. Has a pacemaker, Next paragraph. Presently, no smoking. Denies alcohol, drugs. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, reported side effects, allergies to aspirin and plastic tape. Next paragraph, medications include Lasix, potassium, Prilosec, metoprolol, Ticosin, Norco, fentanyl patches, Eliquis, lisinopril, bupropion. Next paragraph on physical exam, weight 290. Blood pressure 130/96 on the right, 146/100 on the left. Tall, large, obese person, decreased hearing, normal HP, no respiratory distress. No palpable fire on lymph nodes. No gross JVD. Pacemaker on the left side that appears to be regular, no significant murmurs. No RAL wishes consolidation, pleural effusion, no pericardial wrap. Obesity of the abdomen with two large ventral hernias, one of them at least 20 centimeters, the other around 12, no rebound guarding or tenderness, pulses are decreased, trace peripheral edema, no focal deficits. Next paragraph, there is an echocardiogram, normal ejection fraction, mild ventricular hypertrophy, moderate diastolic dysfunction, minor valve abnormalities, next paragraph, the most recent chemistries. August, creatinine 1.7, GFR 43. Prior, sodium, potassium, acid base normal. Calcium, albumin, liver function test normal. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3 appears to be progressive over time. There is no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. He has a stable congestive heart failure with preserved ejection fraction as indicated above. He's supposed to be doing salt fluid restrictions. He has atrial fibrillation, anticoagulated, has a pacemaker antiarrhythmics. Prior to event thrombosis, anticoagulated. Blood test will be updated. Needs to follow with, blood test will be updated, including assessment for anemia, secondary hyperparathyroidism, and elevated phosphorus. We're going to do a kidney ultrasound and post-void bladder to rule out urinary retention or obstruction. I need a urine sample to see if there is any activity on blood protein or cells to suggest glomerulonephritis or vasculitis. Further advice to follow with above results, end of dictation.